Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. First came word of a medical emergency call, then word that Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, had died. Our coverage starts with KCBS KCAL TV's Lauren Posen.
Here at the hospital, she was being treated in the intensive care unit. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, rushed to be by her side, saying that she was getting treated by the very best, but unfortunately, it just was not enough to save her.
Sandro Monetti is a family friend.
We look back on Lisa Marie's life. It's one of high profile marriages, heartbreaking divorces, family drama. What a script.
Lisa Marie Presley was 54 years old. Although there are big differences in the two cases, as with documents found at the home of ex-President Trump, there's now a Justice Department special counsel investigating sensitive government papers found off-site linked to President Biden. Adriana Diaz has been covering this from the first word.
The president's lawyers say they have immediately turned over every classified document they have found. This preliminary inquiry moved very quickly, and we have learned that investigators interviewed some of President Biden's aides from his time as vice president, and FBI agents have been on the case for almost 2 months.
But the matter did not become public knowledge until this week. On the Weather Watch,
a confirmed mid-afternoon tornado near Atlanta's airport created the second ground stop in as many days. No flights in or out for about a half hour here, and as the airport itself recovers, the worrying goes on. A tornado watch remains in effect for all of Metro Atlanta and for much of North Georgia.
That's correspondent Mark Strassman. That storm has caused widespread damage in the South. It's also blamed for at least 7 deaths. And California is expecting to get more rain. While on the Health Watch, prostate deaths are increasing, but overall,
cancer deaths have dropped by a third in the last 3 decades. That's according to a new report by the American Cancer Society. It says changes in preventative measures and screenings have significantly improved outcomes, especially when it comes to cervical cancer.
Correspondent Monica Ricks. School security very much a concern in many areas. Correspondent Jim Crisula with that.
More schools nationwide have installed security cameras, panic buttons, metal detectors, new locks, and have added police officers. According to new federal data, nearly 65% of public schools now have anonymous or confidential threat reporting systems.
Japanese media now report prosecutors have formally charged the suspect in the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe with murder. He was arrested immediately after Abe was shot while giving a campaign speech in July. A Russian foreign ministry official says a flurry of joint military drills between Russia and Belarus was designed to deter potential opponents. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance. MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Right now, you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Powers Bluff will be open this coming weekend, January 14th and 15th. The first session runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the second session is from 1 to 4 p.m. The cost is $12 a session, or $20 for the whole day. Powers Bluff staff recommends you get there a little before the session time starts to purchase your ticket. The Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater in Stevens Point is previewing their AACT Fest submission, A Kid Like Jake, this weekend. Shows are on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Century Theater. This show is intended for a mature audience and may not be suitable for children. Viewer discretion is advised. A string art class will be offered twice on Friday, January 13th, at the McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids. The first class runs from 10 to 12:30, and the second is from 2 to 4:30 p.m. in the McMillan Makerspace. You can register on their website. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 21 overnight under overcast skies with a few flurries possible at times. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 27. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 12. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Responsibility and gullibility. We must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom traveling. I got to find Code Devil. He is Batman. He is Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Friend of ours. Matt, again, appreciate you coming around today, man.
It's great to be in the studio with you, Crudy, as always.
Well, I want to turn our attention to the current president and his paperwork crimes, potential paperwork crimes. Now, I'm glad I didn't go overboard with the whole Mar-a-Lago thing. You know, Dom's ready to prosecute. Well, it gets harder and harder every day when the current president, when the guy on our team, my team, has got his own little paperwork crimes issue, or at least, you know, misappropriated classified documents. Some are at the think tank, but the newest, Matt, they're at the house in Delaware in the freaking garage.
Somewhere in the garage. Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing for Joe Biden, and it does complicate and muddy the case against Trump against Mar-a-Lago. I know there's a lot of differences you can draw. Trump, hid them when it returned them, when Archives was demanding them, when Justice Department was demanding them, and the Biden folks somehow discovered them and evidently voluntarily coughed them up. So there are distinctions to draw, but still, I'm totally in your camp on the big crime. The big crime is seditious conspiracy. The big crime is election tampering. The big crime is trying to overthrow our democracy. The big crime is the false electors. The big crime is galvanizing this crowd that wanted to hang the vice president. I mean, there is so much evidence that the January 6th committee sent over to the Justice Department that the Justice Department should quickly indict Donald Trump on that stuff. I've always cared more about the assault on our democracy than the question about what Trump was doing with these stolen documents down in Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I haven't cared a lot about them. It's not that I don't think Trump was committing crimes, because I think he was. I think he was obstructing. I think he was misleading. I think he had to finally be subpoenaed and search warranted before he provided, 325 different individual classified documents back. But we don't know how many documents Joe Biden has, and we can assume or presume, better motive because he's our guy. But it looks really bad.
Yeah, and the optics are terrible. But and also, you know, getting Trump on the stolen documents, unless he was, you know, doing something really nefarious with them, like trying to sell them to the highest bidder or giving them to an enemy, it's like getting Al Capone on the taxes. I mean, let's get Al Capone on the murders. Let's get Trump on seditious conspiracy.
Well, and even the negligent way that we had seen it represented through the reporting, you know, Donald Trump's got him in an uncontrolled room at this resort Mar-a-Lago, and people could have just gone in the room and accessed classified documents. Well, I have a hard time arguing for the, you know, secure soundness of Joe Biden's garage. You leave the garage door open, some raccoons reading that thing one night.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it raises questions about, again, is Joe the guy to run again? I mean, if he's got this going on, too. And I think that is going to resurface quickly. I mean, after the November elections, it looked like Biden, if he declares, is going to clear the Democratic field. I think with this, people are going to be thinking twice or three times about maybe they should jump in.
Matt, if I could, I'm going to introduce the headline at the top of the Washington Post Digital at this time. Garland appoints special counsel to probe Biden classified documents. Now, we've got some sound of the Attorney General. Going to need your help here in a minute, Ebone. And if you've got an opinion about this or any other topic, political or, you know, political adjacent, call us at 844-967-2789. A little of this reporting. Harry Stein, Devlin Barrett, and Matt Visor at the Washington Post. Now, Matt, the sub headline is Robert K. Herr is a former U.S. attorney from Maryland who served as a senior official in President Donald Trump's Justice Department.
I mean, he also clerked for William Rehnquist, so that gives you an idea of his ideological predisposition.
Well, hopefully the Foxy News sorts, the right-wing, you know, righty-whitey talk radio sorts cannot call this special counsel some sort of partisan there to give cover to Joe Biden. But anyways, let's get started. Attorney General Merrick Garland, citing what he called extraordinary circumstances, appointed a special counsel today to investigate the handling of classified documents found at a former office and the Delaware home of President Biden, ratcheting up legal stakes and potential political consequences of national security cases ensnaring both the current president and his predecessor. My guy is just as bad as your guy. I don't think that's entirely true, but at least the headlines are bad.
And that's what they're playing up on Foxy News, which for about an hour this morning.
And if you are the partisan press, as Fox News clearly is, hell man, this is a victory for them today. Joe, this was an unforced error. Let me read on. The nation's top law enforcement official made the announcement Thursday, tapping Robert K. Herr, a former U.S. attorney in Maryland, who served as a senior Justice Department official during the Trump administration. Garland's decision could ultimately redefine the relationship between Biden and the Attorney General. He chose to run the Justice Department as an independent arm of the government. It also means that for some indefinite period of time, the two potential rivals for the White House in 2024 will each proceed towards that race under the shadow of criminal investigations.
That's why I think, you know, a lot of people across the country are saying, can't we get two better candidates than these two guys?
Speaking to reporters at the Justice Department headquarters, Garland provided new details on the timing and the progress of the Biden documents investigation, noting that on January 5th, the first prosecutor he'd assigned to the review the matter, recommended that a special counsel take up the case. Herr will examine whether, and this is a quote, any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter. We've got some of the sound. I'm better at calling for sound than reading alouding. So let's actually hear Merrick Garland's words. Need your help here, Ebone, if we could. Let's go with AG Merrick Garland on the Biden docs. Cut number 10, special counsel.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of Robert Herr as a special counsel pursuant to Department of Justice regulations governing such matters.
Now, if I was a Trumpster, I'd be pointing out, you can't prosecute the president, it's a sitting president. But anyways, we aren't there yet. More from AG Merrick Garland, cut number 11, confident.
I am confident that Mr. Herr will carry out his responsibility in an even-handed and urgent manner and in accordance with the highest traditions of this department.
And I almost feel like I've heard some of the script before when Merrick Garland was addressing the paperwork issue and the appointment of a special counsel for Donald Trump, but be guided by facts and law. Cut 12.
This appointment underscores for the public the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters, and to making decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law.
Well, I would hope, Matt, that that's what the Attorney General would say, rolling out a special counsel against a sitting president and making statements of these sorts. You better say that, right? At minimum.
Sounds like he had a cold, too, don't you think? I mean, he didn't sound very good there, Merrick Garland. I saw it live, and it looked like, wow, man, this guy's not doing well. But what has taken him so long when he says we're just going to consider the facts and the law here? What's taken him so long to get to Trump in that indictment? In my opinion, he didn't even need to appoint Jack Smith. He could have done it himself. I mean, this whole thing has just been so long and drawn out. You know, I'm not a big Merrick Garland fan, in case you had noticed.
Perhaps not for our sake, Matt, but AG Merrick Garland, cut number 13 here, Ebone, assures those that care a lot that the proper resources will be allocated. Cut 13.
I will ensure that Mr. Herr receives all the resources he needs to conduct his work.
Well, thank you. More from AG Merrick Garland, cut 14, please.
The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter. The special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, but he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department.
And this is just going to be a nightmare for Joe Biden. You know, you get a special prosecutor there with endless amount of resources, and he's just going to go to town.
And why did the Attorney General feel he must get out in front of this so rapidly? Well, perhaps it's because they found more documents at the president's personal residence in Delaware in the garage.
I'm looking at a picture of the garage here at WashingtonPost.com and of the Biden Corvette.
Cut 15, please.
This morning, President Biden's personal counsel called Mr. Lausch and stated that an additional document bearing classification markings was identified at the president's personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware.
I mean, how sloppy is that? I'm sorry. I mean, this is just so frustrating to see this unforced error, as you called it. I mean, it's a huge unforced error. This is double faulting at game, set, match point.
For the love of God, Joe, don't have classified documents in the garage with your Corvette, dude. More from Merrick Garland. Cut number 16, please.
Based on Mr. Lausch's initial investigation, I concluded that under the special counsel regulations, it was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
More from AG Garland. Cut 17, please.
On January 5th, 2023, Mr. Lausch briefed me on the results of his initial investigation and advised me that further investigation by a special counsel was warranted.
And one more. Let's wrap up with AG Garland and the Biden docs. Additional docs in the garage, cut 18.
On December 20th, President Biden's personal counsel informed Mr. Lausch that additional documents bearing classification markings were identified in the garage of the president's private residence in Wilmington, Delaware.
You know, I've never been privy to classified documents, but if I were, I wouldn't take them home and read them, you know, and throw them in the garage.
And how did they discover them? You know, were Joe and Jill doing a garage cleanup and a sale on the sidewalk on Saturday morning, and they found these things?
Well, apparently they had legal.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The
we're going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 27 overnight under overcast skies with a chance of scattered snow showers. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High of 31. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 17. Mainly clear Saturday with a high of 37. 45 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happier Happy Hour. Plenty of time for your calls right up in here. They're free at 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the lines. Make sure you say hi to my friend, Batman. He is Matt Rothschild. He's co-deviling with me from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, where he serves as executive director and super cool guy. Dana from Madison. Welcome, Dana. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike.
Thanks,
and
Dana.
Pleasure to talk with you as well. I've been listening to you, follow you for a long time. I do admire your work.
Oh, thanks, Dana.
Say, I heard a theory today on one of your earlier shows on your network today. And, what I heard was the papers for Joe Biden were found with funeral papers for his son, like they got mixed up in with those. And
I'm going to cut you off, my friend. No one from Joe Biden's office is trying to make these claims. So there might be plenty of Democratic supportive people that are saying, well, maybe it's this and maybe it's that. Well, if that were the case, Joe Biden and his crack team would be denying. I mean, that's the whole Trump game plan. They're not. They're acknowledging what they're calling earlier today a mistake of classified documents, not just at the think tank, but also at the private Delaware residence in the garage. So, Dana, nobody stuck them there. Joe Biden put them there.
But I think Dana was trying to say, you know, it's just a mix-up of documents that were official documents with, you know, really personal stuff, including stuff relating to the funeral of his son. But still, it just tells me that it's just sloppy. It's so sloppy. How in this day and age, especially with everything that's been going down in Mar-a-Lago, are you still in possession of these documents? And how were these documents found? This is a real question in my mind. And I think it's going to be tricky for Biden, tricky for the Democrats to try to distinguish this from Mar-a-Lago, even though I totally get that there are differences, that the Justice Department and the archives were demanding it, and Trump was denying that he had them and stiff-arming him and maybe, you know, obstructing justice at the same time. It doesn't seem like the Biden folks have done that, but we don't have all the details right now. And for most people in this country, it's just like, Biden did it, Trump did it, they all did it. You can't prosecute Trump on this stuff. So it's going to be hard for Jack Smith to go after Trump on Mar-a-Lago, even though that seemed to be, before this happened, to be the easiest way to get a conviction. But I've always been of the mind that the real thing that Trump needs to be convicted of, if we are going to keep our democracy, is the stuff about seditious conspiracy and tampering
Absolutely.
With the elections.
Absolutely. President Joe Biden, our guy, clashed with Fox News correspondent Peter Doocy today at the White House after he said that a small number of classified documents had been found at Biden's private residence in Wilmington, Delaware. The documents were reportedly found in the garage. Here's what Ducey said. Classified materials next to your Corvette? What were you thinking? That's actually a valid question. Rarely does Ducey ask a valid question. That is a valid question.
Well, how did Biden respond?
Biden responded, my Corvette's in a locked garage, so it's not like it's sitting on the street. Oof. So the material was in a locked garage, Ducey pressed? Yes, as well as my Corvette, Biden said.
Not great answers.
Biden said he was fully cooperating, cooperating fully with the Justice Department review after classified documents were found at his private residence in Wilmington, Delaware. Lawyers, and here's a quote, discovered a small number of documents with classified markings in a storage area and file cabinets in my home and my personal library, Biden said, adding, I take classified documents and classified material seriously. Apparently so seriously, he takes them home and puts them next to his garage, or next to the Corvette in the garage. But it's a locked garage. Be reassured. It's locked all night long.
It's such a headache for Democrats. I mean, put yourself right now in the shoes of the head of the Democratic National Committee. I mean, you're just saying, we came off this election. We did so much better than we did
before. I haven't even seen Jamie Harrison in 2 years, man. Is there a DNC chair?
I don't know.
At least the last guy was active. Tom Perez at least would go around, do lefty radio and such. I haven't heard from the DNC in since before the midterms.
I mean, it's a huge headache for anyone in the Democratic Party. Ben Wickler in Wisconsin, who runs the Democratic Party, has done a great job. I can't believe he's enjoying this headline today.
844-967-2789. Hopefully you're enjoying the Devil's Advocates. Your call could be a part, like David from Mequon. Welcome back, David. Happy New Year.
Hey, Steve. Really quickly, I guess my question is this. It's been sitting around for 6 years, because that's when he was vice president. So who transported it, and how is it that nobody knew that this was missing for all these years? I don't understand that at all. That's what I don't understand.
Well, I think they're valid questions, David. Who transported it? I would assume it was the then Vice President Joe Biden taking documents home for review, for consideration, for whatever, but it's pretty damn loosey-goosey when you got them after you leave office.
And what is in their mind, either in Trump's mind or Biden's, It's not like taking a few pens and paper clips and yellow legal pads home. I mean, what are they doing with
this? Oh, does that one say Devil Radio on it? I hadn't noticed they took a couple of notepads from the office.
I mean, I got a few office pens at home, I got to confess, but come on now.
Few that say the progressive, do you, Matt?
Progressive, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I mean, I got to unload those at some point.
Well, we'll unload the phones. We'll take more of your calls, 844-967-2789. And I would assume David's probably right. I mean, this isn't a recent thing. Joe Biden wouldn't have had access to these. This was pre-presidential run documents that he had at the house.
It's just a real head scratcher. I just can't believe it.
And the timing? Horrible. I don't know if we said this on air, but the timing. He found out, apparently, the lawyers found out 3 days before the midterms.
Yeah, Fox is going to town on that.
I don't blame him for not going out and saying, hey, we found some classified documents at the VP's house 3 days before the midterms. But it took 3 months to find out. Couple. More devils. Come back.
Gone crazy! Am I the only one around here gives a about the rules?
The Shaw 101 FM, your from the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning.
Access to technology and school supplies.
And even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office made a significant drug bust as a result of a traffic stop in southern Marathon County. Deputies tried to stop a vehicle on January 6th for a traffic offense, but the driver, Jacob Gould, ignored them and tried to get away. Officers pursued the vehicle and then continued in a foot chase when Gould got out of his vehicle and ran. He was arrested and taken into custody. Investigators then executed a search warrant at Gould's house in the village of Weston and found fentanyl, methamphetamine, cocaine, and a gun. He was booked into the Marathon County Jail for possession with intent to distribute and possession of a firearm as a felon, among other charges. A federal grand jury has accused Vesper man John Angereden, age 55, with possession of methamphetamine and cocaine with intent to distribute, among other charges. Two other men from Fitchburg and Milwaukee were also part of the same grand jury indictments and were arrested as part of the Project Safe Neighborhoods program. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 21 overnight under overcast skies with a few flurries possible at times. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 27. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 12. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Enter the 2024 campaign. So here's what Trumpy's saying on the Truthy Social.
The special prosecutor assigned to the Get Trump case, Jack Smith, is a Trump-hating thug whose wife is a serial and open Trump hater, whose friends and other family members are even worse. And as a prosecutor in Europe, according to Rick Riddell, put a high government official in prison because he was a Trump-positive person. Trump posted, Smith is known as an unfair savage and is best friends with the craziest Trump haters, including Lisa Monaco, who runs Injustice. The boxes scam is a hoax. Now, one of the investigations involving the FBI seizure of classified materials found at Trump's private residence that had been sought for return by the National Archives, which the ex-president has then demanded to be given back to him. First, didn't he claim they were planted? And then he wanted his documents back, Matt.
He likes to have it both ways.
So I'll stop doing the Trump voice because no one really, really likes that. But here's a little bit. For 7 years, this again, a Trump quote, though. For 7 years, from the day I came down the escalator in the Trump Tower, the Democrat Party has weaponized, all caps there, the
What's
legal
with the
system.
All caps, by the way? Why does he use those all the time?
You know, sort of for emphasis. Because, you know, 3-4 exclamation points just don't always get it done.
Weaponized
the legal system using city, state, and federal law enforcement against me and the Republican Party as though they were a private protection agency, Trump complained. The greatest witch hunt in American history must end now. I beat the fake impeachments, the disgraceful Mueller prosecution, and much else that the fake news doesn't want to write or talk about. But this charade, all caps, must stop now! 3 exclamation points. He doubled up there, man. Now, House Republicans are launching their own investigations into Trump-era probes, including the January 6th insurrection, but the former president called for all ongoing cases against him to be ended and Smith fired. I'll wrap it up with Trump's, you know, Truthy Social missive.
Fire a man who may very well turn out to be a criminal, Jack Smith.
Why is he a criminal? You're the criminal.
Criminal and a thug. I mean, I wouldn't be calling the guy who's trying to investigate me a criminal or a thug.
The guy with the reputation as being a savage. That's the guy you want to call a criminal and a thug. His conflicts, unfairness, and mental state of derangement make him totally unfit for the job of, and here are the quotes,
getting Trump.
Go after Biden and the Biden crime family instead. Like Bill Barr, the U.S. attorneys in Delaware and Illinois are weak, ineffective, and afraid to do what must be done. The election, back to the election, was, all caps,
rigged.
And we are now losing our country. We can't let that happen. And then the obligatory, all caps,
make America great again.
Just guy, the guy is just, his narcissism just knows no end. And in the clinical psychology books coming out in the next edition under pathological narcissist, Donald Trump's face.
I think he's got to be feeling some pressure, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's happy about the Biden papers, but he can't be happy about Jack Smith and going after him for these January 6th crimes, which I'm hoping Jack Smith comes down with an indictment sometime in the next month. What is taking those guys so long, and how are they going to get a conviction before election time? I mean, they need to do something. If Trump's reelected...
Do it now!
Trump's reelected, he's going to pardon himself. Yeah, for sure.
844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones and the patient Wisco Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt and Cootie. I'm not a fan of Merrick Garland either, Matt. I mean, he looks kind of weak, but he's kind of small. He should have been further into something than he is. But that being said, this is a bad look for Biden, no matter how you... All you say is just a bad look. You're leaving classified documents for, 6 years at least? And in your Corvette and on and on. But it gives Trump something to talk about. And the real subject should be January 6th, the insurrection and trying to overthrow the government. That's too bad. And I kind of hope, I think Biden's done a real good job, Cody and Matt, turning the country around. He's passed a lot of good bills, infrastructure, and soft infrastructure and other things. But I'm hoping somebody younger runs this next time.
Who do you like, Paul? Who would you like? Who would you like to see run?
I like the governor from Michigan a lot. I really do.
Big Gretchen Whitmer?
I think she's really, I think she'd make a good candidate. So I think she could possibly be the first woman president, in fact. But that's just my opinion. And, nice show today, gentlemen, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Paul.
You know, I totally agree with Paul about this being a bad look for Biden. And I also agree on Garland. Why has it taken him 2 years? I mean, there's been evidence out here for a long time with the false electors, with just give me 11,780 votes. I mean, how much more do you really need?
Well, the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, I believe her name, they've wrapped up that grand jury. There will be a hearing on January 24th, my understanding, Matt. And at that time, they will decide whether or not the investigatory grand jury findings will be made public. Now, that grand jury, like 26 members, by majority, my understanding is they want their findings to be made public. But I would wonder if there are criminal indictments being recommended in these findings, and we don't know yet. We will find out in a couple of weeks. But if they're recommending criminal indictments, will they also make public disclosure? Will that all be held back for trial?
And I suspect they will be recommending indictments, and that there will be indictments coming. And George is going to, she's going to beat Merrick Garland to the punch here and Jack Smith to the punch here. But they both have punches to throw. And Jack Smith and Garland, they've got to get on the stick here and indict Trump for the crimes that he committed on January 6th and lead up to January 6th. But my hat's off to the Georgia prosecutors for convening that grand jury and finishing up with that grand jury. And I expect indictments to come down soon there.
Well, I suspect there are more guilty parties, at least alleged guilty parties, than Donald Trump. It could be Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator. Could be Mark Meadows, the chief of staff. There are others that were involved in the pressure campaign against Georgia election officials. And Matt, we've talked about this, maybe not with you on recently, but Dom and I have talked a lot about the fact, there's hardly ever a Perry Mason-style smoking gun. And Ebone, go look it up. The 11,780 votes, man. I mean, there is a smoking gun. We have all heard the tape, man. We know there is a smoking gun. There's criminality on the tape.
How much more do you need to get an indictment than that? Right out of the guy's mouth.
Well, so often, when a prosecutor has to make a case, they're moving incrementally. They're glacially. They're detail after detail, piling on the details until the full weight of every straw breaks the camel's back. But when you got something like this,
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Which is one more than he would have needed. Thank you for your fine work, Ebone.
I mean, that is the smoking gun. I mean, this is the crime itself being confessed to by the criminal. And it really shouldn't take 2 years to get an indictment.
And the craziest thing is this tape that we're hearing happened like 48 hours before the January 6th insurrection, before the speech at the Ellipse. Let's not forget, this happened the weekend prior to the special elections in Georgia, the weekend prior to Donald Trump and the Ellipse and, the people breaking in and crapping in the U.S. Capitol. I mean, such a disgraceful thing. It all happened prior, though. He made these calls. He was still trying to pressure election officials. And let's not forget, post-election, right here in the great state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, has been being pressured by this man to decertify the outcome of the 2020 election in the state of Wisconsin. It's 2023 now. He's still getting phone calls from the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about a recurring nightmare for Robin Voss, who isn't a hero in this play anyway, because he appointed Gableman to run a circus here on the what happened in 2020. And Ron Johnson has culpability here in Wisconsin as well. And there needs to be accountability for Ron Johnson, too. But listen, the guy who's at the head of the chain, Donald Trump, needs to face the music on the seditious conspiracy. And if he faces the music in Georgia, that's great. He needs to face the music from the attorney general as well.
Well, I'd be just fine with the second round of federal charges, but I want to see the state charges in Georgia, because a future Republican president couldn't pardon away state charges in Georgia. And in fact, the Georgia Republican governor, Brian Kemp, couldn't pardon them away either. They don't have that right, not the governor. They'd have to change the law. But you know Republicans, they'd be more than willing to change the law if it came to pardoning their guy for the crime of insurrection.
But this I just want to find...
That's fine. I mean, this should be an open and shut case. And so I can't wait for those indictments in Georgia. I can't wait for them coming out of the Justice Department. But make it happen soon. I'm dying here.
844-967-2789. We got callers. Let's get to them right now. No dying here. Jake from Eureka, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Devils? You know, Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia, he released that tape because in the rest of that tape, of course, Trump, you know, threatens him personally with the Justice Department. He wants to go sick the Justice Department of Raffensperger unless he finds the exact number of votes it would take to give Trump a victory.
In Georgia. Make a great point, Jake. It wasn't just that he wanted him to find the votes. It's that he threatened Raffensperger with criminal investigation and prosecution if he didn't go find the votes.
Exactly. Yeah, that phone conversation went on for like over an hour, and yeah, Trump was out of his mind with his abuse of power. That's the whole point here, is Trump was a tyrant. Okay, that's the big difference between Trump and Biden. You know, we all know Trump took those documents, top secret classified documents, for nefarious purposes. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, we all know that. And here's the thing. Apparently, the big story of the day should have been that the special prosecutor on the January 6th case has intensified his subpoenas on Trump, including, you know, the whole aspect of where did all this money come for, you know, Trump's political activities there on January 6th for organizing the rally. So they look at this apparently as an organized crime, like a RICO prosecution. So if I were Donald Trump, I would shut the hell up right about now.
I don't think he has the good sense, Jake. Appreciate you calling. Trump doesn't have the good sense to shut the
He can't control himself. He just can't. He's helpless when he's on social media. But I do think that Jake's right, that the walls are closing in on Trump, and that's one of the reasons he's screaming in all caps and 3 exclamation points every time he gets on his Truth Network or whatever the hell he calls it.
All caps and 3 exclamations. I mean, I'd like to live my life in all caps and 3 exclamation points. Folks, we'll take your calls. Coming back on the other side, I tease. Hopefully, I haven't lost you already. Join us, 844-967-2789. We won't yell at you, but I may shout at you in all caps, but only on the social medias, at Devil Radio or at the Devil's Advocates Radio on Facebook. Come back. Right here on Civic Media, Devil's Advocates.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Yeah. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah, did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum-tum-tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lowest level off around 27. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 31. Lows dip down to about 19. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Coming up on tomorrow's big show, I got the CEO of Civic Media, Sage Wild, my partner, joining me at 4:30. We're going to look forward to a big, big year in 2023. We're building out the Death Star, and we're going to turn this SOB on. Can't wait! Can't wait! New stations coming real soon. We'll talk about them tomorrow right here on the Devil's Advocates. But I got to find Co-Devil for at least one more segment till the end of the big Thursday edition. He is Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We appreciate you coming around, Matt. And we appreciate the callers joining us at 844-967-2789. We got some favorites coming up here in the queue. Hang on tight. Speed round. Rico from Rock County. What do you got for us, Rico?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I just wanted to, this whole thing with the paperwork crime, we call it, you know. Hey, this reminds me of that old story. We've all heard it, you know. The little kid goes down to Jones's Five and Dime, you know, and he takes the candy bar, and he gets away with it. That's an important point. Gets home, mom and dad, you know. Hey, you need to go back down there, tell him you took that candy bar, and you pay Mr. Jones and apologize. Well, the flip side to that story always was about the other kid. See, the other kid goes down there, backs up the truck, takes everything in the damn store, then gets home, talks to his old man, and the old man says, did anybody see you? Did you get away with it? Yeah, good job, killer. That's the flip side to that story.
So, Rico, I appreciate you casting the story. Who are the characters in the story, just so I understand? Who's driven the truck up to the landfill here and loaded up?
Oh, that'd be Mr. Donald, Donnie himself, you know, and he's driving the truck. So
you're suggesting that Joe Biden got caught with a pack of gum down at the Five and Dime, got slapped on the wrist, and is down there apologizing, saying, how much do I owe you for the gum? And the difference is Donald Trump and his buddies got a whole truckload of beer out the back door, and he ain't coming back, not unless you catch him at the state line. Something like that?
Yeah, and we all know where it goes. It's the system, man. We all know it. He'd commit the crime. Okay, we'll collect the evidence. We're going to make it to trial. And by the way, we all want to see it on television, too. And when we get that far, they're going to make a decision. Now, I don't know about you guys. There's going to be Vegas odds on this stuff, right? So my money is on Mr. Biden and his lawyers, as opposed to middle Donnie down here with what he's got left representing him. And I'll tell you what, that's where my money's going to be on.
Well, appreciate the call, Rico. Should we be having a horse race on which former or current president gets indicted first on paperwork crimes?
I don't know. I like the analogy.
I got 3-2 on Trump.
But, the candy bar, it's not like he returned it the day after. It's getting kind of stale 6 years later.
Beyond the expiration date.
Yes.
You know, if he'd have, if this was, what, 2016, 17, and Joe Biden was saying, oh my goodness, I can't believe I left the place. I got some work documents at the house. I got to return these documents. In 2017, you know, perhaps the year after the Biden administration, you know, when he was the VP under Obama. But we already had a full 4 years of Trump, 2 years of Biden. So that's 6 years and counting.
I just, you know, when did it cross his mind that, you know, maybe we should go through that box in the garage?
I don't know. 844-967-2789. So much for the speed round. Dick from Madison. Welcome, fellow. What do you got for us?
Well, obviously, what do the talking heads say? The optics of this don't look good. And here's what I especially don't like about it, personally, is, correct me if I'm wrong, once Jack Smith gets done with all of this, let's say he's the pit bull that he is, and he wants to bring heavy charges on Trump, doesn't Merrick Garland have to sign off on it?
Correct. Finally. Ultimately, it's still the Attorney General's ultimate decision and whether or not he follows the recommendation of the special counsel.
And what I'm saying, guys, is I'm sorry. Biden's thing might have been an unforced error at best, but what I think Merrick Garland will do is just roll over and say, no, I'm not going to do this because, you know, now that this happened, it'll look, he won't say that publicly, but it'll look.
So you think both men are going to escape prosecution because Merrick Garland doesn't want to be perceived as political, Dick?
Yep.
But Dick, you know, it's possible that Jack Smith and Merrick Garland are not going to go after him for Mar-a-Lago, but I got to believe they're going to go after him for January 6th.
Yeah, I can't. I appreciate your call, Dick. I cannot imagine. I'm going to move to Canada if, like, 3 years from now, Trump's not sitting in a federal pen somewhere, or at least in a Fulton County jail.
Save that tape.
For his, you know, attacks against democracy, yeah. Man.
I mean, he's got to be held accountable. And I agree with you all along. Mar-a-Lago's not the big thing.
The big thing's
January 6th.
Here's what I'll say to you, Trumpsters. I am willing to look past all the small criminalities. It's the big ones I don't want to forgive. And I don't care if it's Trump or Biden, although it's very galling to me. You know, again, I want to hold my politicians beyond reproach. But we're all human. We're all human. And we all make mistakes. And at least Joe Biden has, to date, my understanding, the reporting thereof, he's acknowledged the mistake. Does he change? Does it make it better? Is there a political price to pay? We'll see.
And I've got Republican friends, and Republican friends don't like what happened on January 6th either, a lot of them.
844-967-2789. You're not talking about Ron Johnson or Bob Spindell. They must not be your buddies.
No, nor Gableman. But, you know, your average Republican voter, a lot of those people didn't like the storming of the Capitol on January 6th.
Well, most of them would be down for legalized recreational marijuana, too, and there's no path to legalization. Republicans tell us, at least Robin Voss does. Pete's Box, how you doing, fella? Last word of the day.
Yeah, well, you know, with all these witch hunts, it just leads me to one conclusion. There's a lot of goddamn witches in America. And no, I don't think they're going to be prosecuted because I'm pretty sure there's vampires and werewolves there now, too. What do you think?
Well, you're starting to sound like Herschel Walker a little bit there. I think Herschel was team vampire, or was it?
He was talking about vampires. But look, I mean, this is just, it's not a good day for Joe Biden. And the Trump folks can crow about it all they want on Fox News, but Trump's day is coming.
Well, I think it will. I think it will. Matt, today was your day, man. I appreciate you helping me make it a little more palatable for the audience. Hell, I think it was a swell broadcast. What do you think?
Well, I always have fun coming on, and you're doing a great job here, and Civic Media is doing a great job, so it's an honor to be with you.
Well, tomorrow we're going to talk with the CEO of Civic Media, and I'm going to try to work at least one of our legal eagles into the mix. But today it was Matt Rothschild, Co Devlin from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Look them up. Help them out. That's a great organization. Appreciate when you do so. Don't forget, Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish, recording live. Going live on WAUK at 7 o'clock, Native Roots Radio in the meantime. And don't forget, we got the $1 million advertising giveaway. Starts January 26th. Get your small business ready to get some free advertising. Thanks for listening. Devil's Advocates, we do it for your listening pleasure.
Who's bad? I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.